So as you begin, be sure to open up your magazine to page 20 if you happen to have the magazine. Or if you're driving a car, just listen in. Don't open a magazine, okay? But we have with us today one of our regular members of our advanced team, Joe. How are you today, Joe?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm really excited to talk about this interesting form of therapy.
Right, and we have somebody new in the class who's not been in with us before. Would you like to introduce our new panelist?
Well, today we have a special guest, our new teacher, Jack.
Hello, everyone. So
Hi,
glad
Jack.
To be here.
And you're not really a guest because you work here now, Jack.
That's right.
Right.
And this
How do
is
you
my
like
first
working
program.
Here at Pseudo Classroom?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Good. And Jack, where are you from?
I'm from America and the state of Michigan.
From Michigan. Well,
that's cold territory.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They just got a blizzard there. There's
oh,
a lot
yeah,
of
snow.
Oh, yeah,
it's really cold in those places. But I wonder if you've ever been scuba diving. Have you ever done that before?
You know what? I haven't been scuba diving, but I have been snorkeling, which is
That's kind
similar.
Of fun, but
yeah,
we'll talk about that. And so your wife has been scuba diving, hasn't she?
That's right. A few years ago, she got her scuba diving certificate, and she went underwater and just absolutely loved it. She says it's one of the greatest experiences she's ever had.
Well, I think that's going to be the next experience for you two guys. Okay? What about that?
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Under the sea.
We like all our teachers to learn that because it's so great. And we're going to talk about it today. But it's something that a lot of people do. But you don't think about people who can't walk because they're paralyzed. Whoever thought they could scuba dive? That's what we're going to find out. Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting.
So our lesson today is kind of an inspirational lesson. We can think of what it must be like for these people. And what's the title of the lesson on page 20?
So our title today is Moving in the Deep, Patients with Paralysis Learn How to Scuba Dive.
Now right there, just read that and say, how can that happen? Wouldn't you wonder?
That's exactly what I thought when I first saw the title. I didn't even know that this was something that people would do.
I know. Can you imagine somebody paralyzed scuba diving? But when you read this, you'll see that it's quite logical, isn't it?
That's right.
So the word to be paralyzed, that's a bad word. I mean, because it means that you can't move.
Right. So paralysis is just the loss of the ability to move all or a part of the body, usually due to nerve damage. So something's happened to the body that's caused the body to be unable to move.
And so if you are a patient of a doctor and he says, you can't even walk, he said, how would you like to scuba dive? You say, are you crazy? You know?
Right. I mean, on the surface, it seems so odd.
I know. Doesn't that sound strange to you?
I would be afraid of drowning if I were paralyzed.
Right. And you think about somebody in a wheelchair, they can't walk. Well, let's find out. This is going to be an interesting article, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just read the first two paragraphs here on page 20.
Moving in the deep. Patients with paralysis learn how to scuba dive. As her father guided her wheelchair down the ramp alongside the Kennedy Krieger Institute's pool, 12-year-old Tylena Fisher fiddled with the folds of the borrowed wetsuit she was wearing and took a few deep breaths. This is a girl who loves the feel of water sluicing around her limbs, who until recently was working on her underwater swimming, who takes every opportunity to spend time in the water.
Now, as we look at these two paragraphs we just read, we're talking about a girl in a wheelchair. How old is she?
She's 12 years old.
Now, right there, that makes me really feel sad. A 12-year-old girl in a wheelchair, isn't that terrible?
Right. You know, to be so young and experience that kind of hardship, it's difficult to read, actually.
And her father, of course, is helping her, and he guided her wheelchair. So, you know, you have to help push it down a ramp along the pool so she can go by the pool. And at first I thought, well, maybe she's just going to watch people, but she's going to do something.
That's right. And so the father is guiding her down to this pool, and it says she started fiddling with the folds of that borrowed wetsuit she has.
Oh, she's wearing a wetsuit. Now, maybe you think, what is a wetsuit? If you don't scuba dive, you might not know. Do you know what a wetsuit is?
It's, I believe it's those full body suits that they wear too.
Kind of a rubberized suit that you wear in
black,
the water,
usually,
right?
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever worn a wetsuit?
So my few experiences snorkeling, we were in an area that had a lot of rocks and a lot of things going on. So they recommended we use wetsuits there too, so you don't hurt yourself on any rocks or bump into anything.
Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, if you go to a place where you scuba dive, you can actually rent the wetsuit. But most of us who go scuba diving have our own wetsuits.
Right. You have your own wetsuit.
Of course.
Don't you?
I had one made a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And a wetsuit is just something you put on, and then you put your tanks on your back, and you go in the water. But she had borrowed this one here, and she was getting ready to do this, and she thought, oh, I'm getting ready to go in this, and she took a few deep breaths. Maybe she was excited. Maybe she was scared. What do you think?
I think she was excited.
Yeah.
You know, one thing here, it says that she fiddled with it. And oftentimes, I don't know about you all, but when I start fiddling with things, it's usually when I'm nervous. I start playing with my pens or, you know, fiddling with my clothes. Just those little movements or touching things with no particular reason, but just sort of feeling kind of nervous, a little tense,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, handling it.
Yeah, handling.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, she probably wanted to see if it was tight and everything was, you know, okay. Because she probably never had one before.
Right.
And this girl, she loves the feel of the water. Now, I can see if you are a person who is paralyzed, if somebody even just picked you up and put you in the pool, in the water, it might feel good. What do you think? I mean, not deep water. I'm talking about shallow water.
Right, just getting to the shallow part of that pool. And, it, you know, it says she could feel the water just sluicing around her limbs. And that's kind of a fun word, too. It sounds really... kind of sounds like what it would look like, sluice, to go and flow around her.
Right. The water's just flowing all around you, and especially if you're in the ocean or something, but in a swimming pool, it doesn't flow that much. But
no, it's not quite that big of a flow, not like the ocean.
But you can kick your legs, and the water goes around. And so she loves the feel of the water around her limbs. And recently, until recently, she was working on her underwater swimming, and she takes every opportunity to spend time in the water. So that's really something that she really enjoys.
Right. And, you know, so this is wonderful. I love how this is written because I feel like I can kind of experience like what she's doing, how she's feeling, that sort of context of this special moment for her.
That's true. And you can see that people who really have these problems would like to get in the water, just move their hands around a little bit. But this is going to be more than that. Let's read the next two paragraphs and find out more.
But this was the first time Tylina had been anywhere near a pool since the otherwise ordinary June 2nd, when she was playing with a friend. Just 90 minutes after the preteen felt pain in her legs, the first symptom of a spinal stroke, she became paralyzed from the waist down. Now, she was going to try something she'd never attempted, even when she'd had the use of her legs. She was going to take her first scuba diving lesson.
No, she has been in the pool before, and she has not been paralyzed all her life. What did we find out about this girl in reading this paragraph?
Very tragically, Tylina had suffered a spinal stroke, which apparently is something that happens without warning, and it paralyzed her from the waist down.
Isn't that strange? Here she was just playing with a friend, and all of a sudden she felt this pain in her legs. That was very strange.
Right, and you can imagine the scene. She's just having an ordinary day. It says, you know, the otherwise ordinary June 2nd when she was playing with a friend. And you could just imagine she's out with her friend having a good time, and then she starts to feel this little pain in her legs.
When you read that, you think, if you get a pain in your legs, you're going to wonder about that, because it says it's the first symptom of a spinal stroke. And that is really scary.
Right. Actually, I didn't even realize this was the first symptom of a spinal stroke.
That's scary.
To be honest, I thought a stroke was just a stroke. And so to know the difference that there's this spinal stroke, which is a sudden interruption in the blood supply to the spinal cord, which just sounds frightening.
It does. Right. Well, it's the symptom of it. What is a symptom of something? Do you know what a symptom is?
Well, it's something that is, it indicates or it's showing you that something is about to happen or is happening.
Sometimes you have a headache and that's a symptom that maybe you got a fever or that shows you what something is going to happen, right?
That's right. And so usually we think of cold symptoms or, you know, it's a sign of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a pain in your side and you think, maybe something wrong with my appendix or something. Because that's a symptom because you have a pain there, right? That's what pain is. Pain is kind of gives you a symptom that something's wrong.
It's a warning.
Yeah. It's a warning. So, and a spinal stroke. Now, your spine is one of the most important parts of your body because if something happens to your spine, you can't move.
Right. And, you know, we always, when I was growing up, because I used to go swimming in a creek, you know, in the river.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would always tell me, don't go diving in the creek because you might hurt your neck. And mm-hmm. if you hurt your spine, you'll get paralyzed. You know, the spine is very, very sensitive.
I know sometimes when I was living in Hualien, we'd jump off of these big rocks into the river. And, you know, that's kind of dangerous. Probably shouldn't do that too much.
It sounds fun. I'm going to go do it.
But anyway, you have to be careful. But she became paralyzed from her waist down. So she hit something in her back and her spine and made her paralyzed. Now she could move her arms, but she was paralyzed in her legs. That's terrible when you're 12 years old.
It's such a life-shattering event. You know, something that just alters the way that you exist. And I can't imagine at 12 how she responded to that, how she handled that.
Well, I'm sure she had quite a few tears after that, you know, to think of a 12-year-old girl that happening. It's terrible. But now she was going to try something she'd never tried, never attempted before. Even when she could use her legs, she had not tried this. What was it she was going to try?
That's scuba diving.
Scuba diving. Now, when you're 12, you don't always do that either. You know, sometimes you're a little older when you start that. But she is going to try scuba diving. I think she must have been very excited, don't you?
I think maybe a mixture of emotions. Excited, nervous, but at 12, probably mostly just excited to get in the water.
I think so. It's something that she could do. And probably they said, it's okay, you can do it. So I don't think she was that much afraid. She was willing to try.
Right. Especially our first paragraph tells us her father's there. There's probably an instructor there. A lot of people to encourage her.
Right. Well, we're going to have to find out more about this, taking somebody from a wheelchair and having them scuba dive. Let's find out what happened here. The very first things, the initial steps that happened, because she was part of a certain training thing. Let's read the next part of this and find out.
Initial steps. Tylina is one of about 20 patients being treated at Kennedy Krieger Institute's International Center for Spinal Cord Injury, who took part in an introductory scuba class sponsored by the Cody Unser First Step Foundation. The nonprofit corporation aims to raise funds to research and fight paralysis and to improve the quality of life for patients with spinal cord injuries. For Cody Unser, who, like Tylina, has been paralyzed since age 12, a big part of her quality of life is scuba diving. It might sound unlikely, but scuba is a sport that even quadriplegics can participate in, according to the center's clinical director, Christina L. Sadowski. Anyone who isn't dependent on a ventilator can scuba dive, said Sadowski, who has been Unser's doctor for nearly two decades. I always say that remaining active is the fountain of youth.
Okay, so we're going to find out now that she is one of 20 different patients that are doing this as a treatment.
That's right. So the Kennedy Krieger Institute's an International Center for Spinal Cord Injury, a very long title for a center, is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a part of the Johns Hopkins University. And Johns Hopkins is known for doing a lot of experimental medical treatment. And so this is a part of that facility.
And so that she was lucky that she got to be one of the 20 people. You know, she's quite young, only 12, and they thought, let's help this girl. And that was wonderful, wasn't it?
Especially for someone who loves swimming in the water so much.
Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that this had been happening, that they had this thing. This is a non-profit corporation, and this was sponsored by this Cody User First Step Foundation. They raise funds to do research, to do something. What are they trying to fight?
Right. So the Cody User First Step Foundation, they try to use scuba classes to improve the quality of life for people who are fighting paralysis. And so they actually sponsor or provide the money and support to put these introductory scuba classes together.
Whoever would have thought they'd even think of that? That's wonderful, isn't it?
It's such an interesting idea. And actually, the Cody User First Step Foundation has been pushing to have these kinds of classes for the better part of a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful to see that it's actually getting awareness and attention and that the foundation can sponsor these people.
Maybe after reading this article, everybody's going to want to go back there and try that.
Right.
You know, if you know somebody that's paralyzed, you think, wouldn't that be great? I think it's a great idea. Don't you think so, Jack?
Absolutely. I think the sad thing is many people who are paralyzed are sort of resigned to the fact
mm-hmm.
they're paralyzed.
Can't move. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it gives them a little bit of hope, too. And so for Cody Unser, this is the, who like, the, she's been paralyzed since age of 12. Then a big part of her quality of life was scuba diving. So that's how it started.
Right. You know, Cody Unser, when you look at Cody Unser's story, you actually see it's very similar to Tylina, who, you know, same age, they experience very similar issues. And, you know, Cody Unser is trying to find ways to improve the quality of life for people experiencing paralysis.
Right. So the quality of your life, you can be alive, but if you're sick or if you're in bed or you can't walk, the quality of your life is not as good. You're alive, but you don't have the same quality as everybody else.
Right. And I think that quality of life phrase is one that we talk about a lot,
mm-hmm.
especially as expenses in cities get higher. You know, we say, mm-hmm. oh, everything's so expensive now. Mm-hmm. Medical, you know, expenses are so high. But then you say, oh, but our quality of life now is also really, really good.
Well, that's one thing that I think we don't always appreciate when we have it. We don't really realize how lucky we are that we can even get around and do things. Don't you think we're fortunate we can do that?
I know. I certainly don't think about that. I can walk to work every day and I can enjoy the weather outside. And
right. And that's a great quality of life. You don't need to have money to have a quality of life.
That's right.
Health is very important, isn't it?
Mm.
So this does sound unlikely. It sounds like something that couldn't happen. But scuba is a sport that even people who are, how do you say that word?
Quadriplegics.
That's kind of a big word.
Yeah.
You could read it. I don't know. We probably won't put it in our conversation very often. But who are those people anyway?
Those are people who, you know, it's a person who has lost permanent use of their arms and legs because of a severe injury to their spine. You notice the first four letters, Q-U-A-D, says that all four limbs
mm-hmm.
are experiencing paralysis. Now,
right.
oftentimes we have another term, paraplegic, right?
Right, I've seen that one.
Right,
more,
and that's just someone who is paralyzed from the waist down.
Mm-hmm. So this would be something, people that can't even move their arms, you wonder how they can do it, because, you know, you kind of have to swim a little bit, you know?
That's
but
right.
Even they are participating in the center's clinical director said, this Christina said, that even they can start to get into this thing.
Right. You know, they can take part in those scuba classes. And when you first hear that, it's like, wow, that's miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, when someone says, I go scuba diving, I imagine strenuous activity. You've gone scuba diving, right, Doris?
Oh, I love scuba diving. It's my favorite sport. And, you know, even at my age, I can still do it. You can do it at any age. It's just wonderful.
Now I feel like I need to make scuba diving my sport.
You do, you know. Well, the thing is, when you first go scuba diving, you just don't even realize, because I'd always been snorkeling before, and I didn't start scuba diving until I was 56.
Really?
Well, one of the reasons was they didn't used to have all of this kind of wetsuit equipment. You had to go off of a big ship with a pump and everything. But this Jacques Cousteau, who was the one who started all the SCUBA, which is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. That's
scuba,
what SCUBA is.
Really?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, see? And they didn't have that before. So you just couldn't go scuba diving. You had to, you know, be on a ship with a big thing, you know. But they did this for individuals. He invented that.
That's amazing. You know, also, it makes me realize why, you know, down below in the following paragraph, Sadowski says anyone who isn't dependent on a ventilator can scuba dive. You know, you have, if, as long right. as you can breathe on your own, mm-hmm. you can scuba.
Well, see, that's what's great. When you go snorkeling, you have to be sure that the water doesn't get in your snorkel, and you can kind of just do the surface. You can't go down very long, see. But when you put on this oxygen tank, it's got the air, and you put your mask on, and you learn to breathe, and you go down in the water, and it's just like floating. You can imagine, like, when you're in the air and you jump off a parachute, you're floating. Well, that's what it's like in the water. You just float around and just move your hands a little bit and your feet, and you just you just float all around. It's a wonderful feeling of freedom. You've got to try it.
I can't wait.
It's on my bucket list.
I think I'm going this weekend.
It's good. It's really good. And you have to have some lessons so you know that you don't touch the coral and you don't touch the fish. You just go swimming around, and the fish swim all around you. And even big turtles, they come right up and look at you. And then they just go by, and the turtles are so graceful. On land, they just blub, blub, blub. On the water, they just go floating around. It's so much fun.
That's wonderful.
So you'll love it.
Wow.
Yeah. So these people who are paralyzed, they can get in the water and they can float around and they can move. They just have to move a little tiny bit and then it moves them around. You put on those things on your feet that you can see those over there, and then they help you move. And it's so much fun.
Right. And I love here what Sadowski says towards the bottom of our final paragraph today. And Sadowski is actually Cody Unser's doctor. So you can see how Unser and this mm-hmm. medical center are working together. And Sadowski says, I always say that remaining active is the fountain of youth.
Maybe that's why I'm still kind of young, because I still remain active.
Still very young.
But, you know, you have to. And if you need a ventilator, of course, if you have to have oxygen, that's not good necessarily. But anybody else can scuba dive. And they've been saying that for a long time. And let's read over here what it says about the freedom to move. Can you read that part over there?
Right. So we have a sidebar that's on the left column of page 20. And it says, the freedom to move. John McVeigh, 57, marveled at the awesome sense of effortlessness he got from propelling himself through the water with an oxygen tank strapped to his back. McVeigh has been paralyzed since 2007, when he fell from a tree while pruning high branches. When you're paralyzed, you're constantly weighed down, he said. In the water, I felt so light, I want to do it again, end quote.
Now, this man's 57, and he was pruning trees. What does it mean to prune something?
Well, it means you're taking off branches with a sharp tool.
Right. Some of the branches that are dead and things, you cut them off, and they call that pruning, that system. And he was doing that on this tree, and he fell down, and all of a sudden he was paralyzed. But when he started to go in the water, he felt he was so light. And you know, you have a big tank on your back, but you don't even feel it, and you're just floating in the water.
I've heard that the hardest thing with scuba diving is actually just getting in and out of the water. My wife told me that that oxygen tank is actually really heavy.
But, you know, it depends on how you do it. You can put it on in a boat and then jump off of the boat. That's one way to do it. Or you could just wade in on the shore. And it's, you know, not that bad. You just walk in a little bit, and immediately you can use your snorkel if you want to. But you just go out in the water a little bit, and you can start to go down. So it's not bad.
That's great. And I just imagine how much hope John McVeigh must have felt. You know, saying when you're paralyzed, you're constantly weighed down. You can just hear, almost feel the desperation that he must experience.
Wow.
So don't you feel, Jack, that this is a very inspirational article?
Absolutely. I mean, for instance, for a man like John, who it seems like he must have been 47 when he was paralyzed. So living a life up to that age, and then at that point losing the ability to move, mm-hmm. wow, it would be a regaining a sense of freedom.
Absolutely. To experience that, to get in the water and feel like, oh, I'm I'm alive again. I can experience the life that I was so used to. It's mm-hmm. great. It's an amazing kind of way of treating things that is also encouraging activity and adventure, right?
Yeah, one thing that you worry about in the water, especially if you would go in by yourself, which you're not supposed to do, you go with a buddy. You always have a scuba buddy because there's no way you can tell which direction you're in the water. Am I going north or south? So you have to figure out where you are. So you have a dive master who always is there with you, and you have a scuba buddy, so you help each other. You're not by yourself. It's one of the safest sports that there is.
That's great.
So we'll find out more about it and more about what these people did when we continue it tomorrow. This is an exciting lesson, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can't wait to continue the story.
I hope
tomorrow.
All of you listening will become scuba divers, too. So we'll see you tomorrow. Get back in class. Be here tomorrow.
Absolutely.
See you then.
All right. Thank you. See you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.